This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the United States is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the virulent Delta variant. The nation's top infectious disease expert tells CNN's State of the Union that we're going in the wrong direction, and he describes himself as very frustrated with rising infection rates. He says recommending that the vaccination wear a mask or is under active consideration, but the government's leading public health officials, Fauci also suggests booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have already been vaccinated. France's parliament has approved a law requiring special virus passes for all restaurants and mandating vaccinations for all health workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions. President Emmanuel Macron and his government say that they are needed to protect vulnerable populations and hospitals as infections rebound and to avoid new lockdowns. The law adopted early Monday requires all workers in the healthcare sector to start getting vaccinated by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, trains, planes, and some other public venues. To get the pass, people must have proof they are fully vaccinated, recently tested negative, or recently recovered from the virus. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from the Bethel Baptist High School in the northern town of Damishi. The Reverend Israel Akanji said that more than 80 other children are still being held by gunmen. So far, 34 children kidnapped on July 5th have either been released or have escaped from